When Kat Abu-Ghazaleh, do I have that right, Kat? For goodness sakes, man.
Oh, you nailed it.
She joined us last time because it was a bit of a surprise. A 26-year-old social media influencer decided that she was going to take on Jan Schakowsky, who has been in that role for decades. And Jan is 80 years old, and it is rumored today that she is not going to run for re-election, so much so that, Kat, you said that you thanked her. You thanked her for her decades of service to her community, and you encouraged other candidates to emerge, giving voters options, meaning you are encouraging other people to run against you. That's new.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
That's kind of unusual. Is this a sign that the younger generation that is emerging to run for these seats in Congress or the Senate or even at the local or state level might be more open toward just communication and saying, hey, bring on all challengers, let's have a discussion?
I mean, I hope so. That's at least the case for me. And I've been very open. If you want to run in the Illinois 9 primary against me, let me know and I can help you get set up. I think that primary shouldn't be a bad word, and competition is best for voters.
So what does that mean you're going to help them set up? I mean, these people who might be your opponents.
Yeah, so running for office is pretty inaccessible to a lot of Americans unless you're really rich or really well-connected. I'm neither of those, but I had a big platform to start from my research and journalism. And I have kind of an advantage there. So I'm trying to make the process of running for office as transparent as possible. And there's a lot of like weird little paperwork and things that you don't know about until you're actually running. And I want to help those who want to run do it.
And you raised more money than she did. In what time frame are we talking?
So I launched on March 24th, 8 days before the end of the quarter. We raised $379,000, just in individual donors, no corporate money. And Jan Schakowsky, I can't remember the specific number, that was over the 3 months of the first quarter, raised $213,000.
Okay, so you're 26 years old, your dad was a Palestinian immigrant, and your mom a seventh-generation native of Dallas, is that correct?
Yes.
And your grandma was a prominent Texas Republican for four decades, worked on many campaigns. Your grandpa came from Jerusalem to study at Riverside College in Riverside, California, and George Williams College in Chicago?
Yeah, and actually Chicago was the first place that my father immigrated to in the United States when he was really little.
And you were a Republican most of your life?
Yeah, I thought I'd be the first female Republican president. And then I realized, wow, you got to make a lot of moral compromises to be president in a lot of cases. And I'm not sure if I'm a Republican anymore. And look at me now.
So you're running as a Democrat?
Yes, ma'am.
And your following on social media came about because you were working as a bartender in Washington, D.C., and someone spiked your drink. And what you posted after that and how you updated that story is what garnered you a lot of followers. Is that accurate as well?
Actually, no. I already had a pretty large following decent following on social media for my reporting on Fox News for Media Matters, which is a media watchdog and misinformation. And then I had my drinks drugged and explained the symptoms because we don't really, you're always told how to stop your drink from getting drugs, but never what to do when it happens. So I shared that experience. It went super viral, but most of my social media following has come from my video explainers over the years. I made an hour-long one about white Christian nationalism right before the election, talking about Project 2025 and white Christian nationalism.
And so I would imagine that you will be leaning in to David Hogg for support. Will you have his support since he is part of the Democratic National Committee?
Oh, I have no idea. I know earlier this week, or maybe it was last week, he said that this race would not be one his group would be involved in because Schakowsky is a great fighter, which, once again, it's not a referendum on her or vendetta. We just need options. I can't speak for David Hogg, but I'm really grateful for our grassroots support.
Do you look at Maxwell Frost and his success as being the youngest member of Congress?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy that we only have one Gen Zer in Congress when this is a very large generation. I think that there are a lot of people, I mean, AOC right now, she is taken digital world by storm, but is also packing stadiums in red states in off-election years across the country from where she represents. It's obvious the old playbook isn't working, and we need to take inspiration from the ones that are making it work.
Kat, how long have you lived in the district?
I don't live in the district right now. My partner and I moved to Chicago on a very short notice for their job last year, and looked around at neighborhoods we liked, and before I even thought about running for Congress, because that was not my plan for this year, I wanted to move to Andersonville or Edgewater, and I wanted to run in the district I plan to live in for the foreseeable future.
You know, some of your critics, I'm sure, say that you sort of carpet-barred or cherry-picked this district because Jan Schakowsky was likely to retire from the Congress. What do you say to that?
I would say I'm probably a pretty bad carpetbagger, considering I didn't move to the district that I'm running in. I'm a bus stop away, but, you know, I'm trying to prove my actions through our mutual aid and community spending. We're trying to spend money in a different way. I'm not asking people to implicitly trust me. I think we should be skeptical of people running for office, and I welcome criticism. But if you're worried, all I'd say is watch me.
It's a drag, isn't it? I mean, you have to face these questions, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's a totally fair question. The one thing that I do that I don't get is when people tell me to go back to Texas. And I'm a 26-year-old woman that, like, if I want to start a family, I'm not going to go see my family until I have that child, because Texas is an unsafe place to be for a lot of people.
Thank you so much for joining us. We're up against news time as usual, but it is of interest that you would come out and offer help to anyone who wants to run against you. And I think that it's very admirable that you would say the kind things you did about Jan Schakowsky and what she has done for this district.
It's just the truth. And if you want to run for office or just know more about my campaign, you can find our contact info at catforillinois.com. That's Cat with a K.